Okay, everybody, welcome back. This is the second hour of the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. If you were just joining us, let me go ahead and quickly reintroduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
Still hanging in there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie, who's had a rough evening.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. To Stephanie's right is Jack.
Hello.
How are you? Hanging in there?
Yep, hanging
okay.
in there.
Okay. To Jack's right is Ty.
Yeah.
Okay. And my name is Mark, and I will continue to host this show for the next hour. And hopefully we make it. Hopefully we make it.
We're almost there, guys.
Hey, anyway, the song that that we played at the halfway point is Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed.
Yes.
And the reason I played it is because Lewis Allen Reed was born March 2nd, 1942 in Brooklyn, New York. He died, unfortunately, October 27th, 2013. He was 71. Mm. He would have been 76 years old today.
Wow. Today. Mm.
Today would have been Lou Reed's birthday. 76.
Well, but would he need a facelift?
I don't know. That's a good question, Tom.
I don't think he would be shopping for a facelift.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? Okay. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the story I wanted.
Not the story you had in mind.
What did I do with the story I wanted? It's gone.
It's gone.
Gone with the wind.
Yeah. Welcome to my day.
Do you have, like, the beginning of Crazy Train that you could play?
No. Here it is. Okay.
All right.
Now, here's something to think about. In today's technological world, we are constantly going through cell phones.
Yes.
What do you suppose the average time that except for Hannah, who goes through cell phones quarterly.
What?
But the rest of us, how often do we trade in our phones?
I think I've had mine for about a year.
Mm-hmm. Some of us keep our phones pretty long, but a lot of people are very interested in the new thing.
Not a good example.
Yeah, they want the new thing, the new technology, that kind of thing.
The latest and the greatest.
Yeah. Right. So I got this story that'll give you something to think about, and I hadn't thought about this until I read this article. This girl, 24-year-old Keely Hightower.
Hightower.
Hightower. All right.
Hmm. She decided.
Yeah. Are you going to do the story?
No.
Okay. Well, she decided that she wanted a new phone. All right. She had a contract or was with T-Mobile. She goes to T-Mobile, gets the new phone. Okay. She gives her old phone to the clerk there so that he can download all her stuff. All right. Okay. She kind of feels like it's taken a long time, but doesn't say anything. She leaves. She's got the new phone. She immediately goes on the new phone to make sure that all her stuff has been downloaded. Make sure she still has all the apps, all the pictures, all the this and that, right? Right. What she then does is goes to the place where there's a trash can. And that's a place, I guess, where you can discard all apps or pictures or whatever, right, from your phone.
Dad doesn't know what it does.
Well, isn't that what it does? Am I wrong?
Yes, it's your deleted files.
Okay. Well, she goes there. She finds that there is an email that apparently went from her to this dude named Roberto.
Oh,
Roberto.
She doesn't know Roberto. And then when she opens the file to see what it is, it's a sex tape of her that she had on her phone.
Oh.
Roberto Aramis Sanchez was the clerk at the store.
Mm-hmm.
So as he's downloading her one phone to the new phone,
right,
he's stealing images of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't even think that was possible.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, it's all possible.
Do you suppose that happens all the time?
Yes.
I mean, I can't even imagine that this is the first time that this guy did this.
That's why whenever they ask if, you know, you need help switching over all your stuff, you just say no.
Yeah.
You can do it by yourself.
I'm a big boy.
Don't be lazy.
Well, yeah, see, I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know how to do
that's
that.
That's why you have us.
You don't have any pictures on there.
No.
You don't have any nudies on there.
No.
We hope.
You could also just ask the clerk to walk you through instead of them taking your phone.
Well, I would like to think that if they are going to do it, they would do it right there in front of you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take your phone to the back.
Mm-hmm.
I bet this happens at every single one of those places.
Yeah.
I mean, with phones, is it ever a situation where you drop your phone off? Like if it needs a repair?
Yeah.
To change the screen or anything.
You're just asking for trouble.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Don't do that.
I mean, anything you have in there, your bank account information, your all your contacts.
Right.
Everything. Everything is in that phone somewhere these days.
Wow.
Just delete everything.
Scary. Scary thought. Very scary thought. Anyway, this guy, Roberto Aramis Sanchez, he was arrested and he pled guilty to a computer offenses charge and was sentenced to 6 months in jail.
Yes. Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Is that enough? No. Is that enough jail time?
Well, and she's the girl is now suing.
T-Mobile?
Yes.
I would.
The company that owns the store, apparently they're like franchises.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's suing big T-Mobile. She's suing the specific franchisee.
I don't know that I've ever been to one of those stores where the people that work there weren't shady looking.
Yeah, they're always shady.
Yeah, that's kind of just the way of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little suspect.
You got to be careful.
Yes. Be careful what you have on your phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, what if you lose it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, I don't think people lose their phones as much anymore. It's always in their hand.
Right.
I don't know. They leave them on restaurant tables often enough.
Yeah.
Right. Let's talk about sports, man. Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Dallas Stars last night 5-4 after a game winner by Corey Konecker with 40 seconds left in overtime. Up next for the Bolts, they face the Philadelphia Flyers tomorrow night here in town at 7 o'clock. That's at Amalie Arena, in case you didn't know. Go Bolts. Now, here's the thing that everybody's clamoring for. If you're a runner, head over to the Sunshine Skyway Bridge Sunday for their inaugural 10K race across the bridge.
No.
Whoa. I wonder if my brother's doing that.
Runners and jumpers. Runners and jumpers. It's 6.2 miles, and they're expecting about 7,000 people to make this run across the bridge.
That sounds like a pain in the ass.
All the way up and, like, all the way down?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I did not see exactly where it starts and where it ends, but how long is that bridge? Is it?
It's big.
It's not 6 miles long, though.
It might be.
Wonder where it could. I mean, I have no idea. Does it say? I don't have the article. Anyway.
Yeah,
the big bridge.
I mean, Steph, you won't even drive over the bridge.
No, no, I can't imagine attempting to walk or run over it.
No, could you imagine like a big gust of wind or something? Oh my god!
Yeah,
and you know I'm what's out. Haunted.
No, it's not haunted.
And,
yes.
And do you know what it's going to do to the traffic on Sunday?
Yeah, right. Well, that's one thing. They're going to block off one whole side. Right.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have wrong way drivers.
Yeah.
And then what if it is windy? Yeah, because they close it down if it's windy. What if it's foggy?
What do you do when you get to the other side?
Turn around.
You got to run back.
That's a whole lot of uphill.
That's a pretty steep hill.
Yeah, it is.
That's a scary downhill, too. You're, like, really running down
you trip.
That.
You're rolling.
Yeah.
I'll have to see what my people are doing.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be cool. Well. See if he does it.
Your brother?
My brother and or my mom.
Wow. Really?
My
your
mom runs, too?
Too,
yeah.
Cool. That's
Take
cool.
A long
yeah. Point. I'm so proud of her. 62 or 63 years old, running.
I bet, you know what? Give her a call. See if she's doing it. She can tell us about it. Anyway. Okay. So I have this story here, and this is kind of scary. Russian President Vladimir Putin gave his annual speech yesterday where he unveiled what he called a devastating new intercontinental ballistic missile.
Oh, yes. Cool.
Did you hear about this, Ty?
That's comforting.
No. Okay. Oh, it's wonderful. You should see the video.
Yeah. To illustrate how it works, he showed the audience a video that ended with warheads raining down on the United States, specifically the Tampa Bay area.
Nice.
Time to move.
Yes. Right. Multiple warheads.
Right. Nobody knows for sure why he did this, but, I mean, you got to kind of figure... you know, with all the talk between the U.S. and North Korea about who's got the bigger button and that kind of thing, I think Russia was probably like,
hey, I've got the bigger
button. Don't forget about us. Well, you know what I mean?
And here's the thing. North Korea said that they had their missiles that could hit anywhere in the United States except Florida.
Oh. So he's being funny.
Russia's backing him up, saying, okay, you take the rest of the U.S., we've got Florida.
I mean, there was some speculation that they picked the Tampa Bay area because of MacDill Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is that a big enough target? I mean, yes. Why wouldn't you just pick Washington, D.C.? If I'm going to send a message
it depends what
to
we
the United States, because here, I'm going to show you this picture. It's not good for radio, but I'm going to show you the picture here, kids. This is what was in the paper, and it shows the targeted area. It's circled in red, and you can see the raining missiles, okay?
Great.
And you can clearly see that that is the little bit of a thumb that we live on here in Florida.
Yes, yes.
Why couldn't that circle be around Washington, D.C.? If I'm Putin and I want to send a message to America, I'm putting it right over the White House.
Mar-a-Lago.
The only problem is that's farther south. I mean,
right.
But I guess if you're raining warheads in that small area, I guess all of Florida is basically going to disappear.
Yeah.
Well, they know we have something at MacDill.
That's good.
Nice.
Well,
very nice.
Apparently the article that I read said that one of the commanders over at MacDill was saying something about the lack of, I guess, firepower that Russia had and that kind of thing. So that was speculated that might be why Putin came out and said, oh, really? Mm-hmm. Let's just show you what we have here.
Nice. Buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Time to move.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. One of the other things that has been talked about in the news ad nauseum ever since when was that school shooting in Parkland, Florida? Was that 2 weeks ago now?
Valentine's Day.
So ever since then,
guns.
Nothing but guns in the media. Guns. And it's, you know, what are we going to do to get rid of them? What are we going to do to raise the age to buy them? What are we going to ban certain assault rifles and that kind of thing? Then it came up, well, even the president agreed that why don't we arm teachers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good
which
idea.
I
and Governor Scott jumped right on board.
Well, he's, you know, brown nosing.
Little butt boy.
Sure. And I mean, to me, immediately, I'm like, are you out of your minds? You know, why are you going to, first of all, do our schools need to be that way?
No.
Now they're prisons.
Right. Well, they're not prisons
with
yet.
With untrained people.
But I have a feeling they're going to turn more into prisons here in the near future with all of the security measures that I have a feeling they're going to take. But now to arm teachers, completely ridiculous. And to prove it, just I think it was Wednesday, a school teacher in Georgia, a social studies teacher, barricaded himself in a classroom by himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scared enough people so that the school kind of went on lockdown, but he shot out a window.
Nice.
Okay.
For what?
Well, here's the thing, Ty. Yeah, for what? That's the question. All right. Was he completely crazy? I don't think so.
Just maybe.
Trying to prove that he had this thing?
Well, I mean, if you read the article, it wasn't like he was a disliked teacher. It wasn't like anybody had any problem with him. He also did the play-by-play for the football team and stuff like that. So he was, you know, he was a contributor to the school.
The brainwashing didn't work well then.
Maybe he said, armed teachers, let me just show you what it could be about.
Right.
You know, maybe he's that guy. Now, he's gone to jail. They arrested him and took him to jail. Maybe he's, you know, sacrificing his time, saying to give everybody a heads up. Maybe. You think that's possible?
I thought it was possible until I saw an article today that 3 years ago he set his car on fire. And I think they took his weapons away from him 3 years ago when he set his car on fire.
Okay, so if that's the case, then there you go. Here's somebody with red flags.
Yeah.
Just like the shooter down in Parkland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so people knew about this guy, yet he was still able to hold his position at the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still able to own firearms, right?
Take one into the school.
You just said that they took his firearms away.
I thought that's what it said.
So he was obviously able to obtain another one.
Another one. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Where do we start to clean all this up? I really don't know. I don't know what we do. I don't know that banning anything is going to make a difference.
We need to take the politics out of problem solving, and then we might solve problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Add a little common sense, dash of humanity.
I'm appreciative that now, after this latest shooting, that people are really stepping up. They're protesting. They're going to these political meetings and things like that.
But nothing's been done.
But nothing has been done.
I mean, there was a shooting today in Michigan at a university campus.
What was that? Was that that was yesterday? USF. Somebody showed up with a gun.
Yeah, I mean it's.
Now he said that he had a concealed weapons permit and didn't know that he couldn't have a gun there, but.
The permit is also concealed.
But the thing is, I also heard somebody say that, look, when you take that course, your concealed weapon permit course, that is a huge part of the course, that you know where you can and cannot have that weapon.
Exactly.
Yeah, but look how many people show up at the airport with loaded guns.
Right. Well, we talked about that jackass kid last week who, just a week after the Parkland shooting, had an AR-15 in his truck in the parking lot.
And there have been several of them across the country now.
Mm. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it's every day another kid is arrested at school with the gun in their car.
Right.
Sales of AR-15s are going great.
Yes.
Well, they just had that Tampa gun show, I think it was last weekend, and sales were through the roof. Through the roof.
That's what it's all about.
Well, you know, people start getting antsy when they feel like guns are going to be banned. They feel like we better buy them now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a gun person.
Nope.
I don't feel like I have any say whether or not you deserve a gun. I think it's your right, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
I will say that if you think you need a gun, I think I need a gun.
Yeah. I get that train of thought as well. The age portion of the whole debate that you can't get a handgun until you're 21, but you can go and buy an AR-15 at 18.
Yeah.
How does that make any sense at all?
It doesn't at all.
Does not make any sense. I would like to see the age of buying any weapon 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what is 25 any better than 21?
No.
And are you any more mature? I mean, just 4 years.
And the Las Vegas shooter was 62.
Right. Right.
You know, so, I mean...
Yeah, but, I mean, that was a government fix.
It's not... I don't think it's as much about age as it is about maturity and...
Mental capacity.
Exactly.
So we should really ban dumb people.
Yes.
I don't know that it has anything really to do with dumb people. I think it has something to do with sick people.
That counts.
Mentally deranged...
That counts.
...people.
Yeah. But how do you test for that?
I just don't understand.
And where do you draw the line?
One of the things I've never understood is, I get angry with people and things like that, but I've not ever laid out a plan to kill somebody or kill a group of people. How do you get to that point where you are so angry that you start the planning and nothing snaps in your consciousness that says, what the hell am I doing?
Because
and you continue to plan, and then you carry it out.
Yeah.
because they're not rational.
I saw something, where was it? I think it was yesterday. I saw an article about psychopaths. Mm-hmm. And not all psychopaths are, you know, murderers and that kind of thing. No. And a lot of them are very successful. Mm-hmm. A lot of the
white-collar sociopaths.
Well, psychopaths. I mean, these are people that, well, let's say like the art of the deal. Donald Trump, he's very convincing.
Right.
He could be. That's a sociopathic tendency.
I'm not convinced.
But there are things like that that you would think would be
there are
admirable
list of,
traits
yes.
that all of a sudden are now connected to being a sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
Being
psychopath.
Negative.
Psychopath. What'd I say? Psychopath?
Psychopath.
Yes. Right.
There's a list of traits. Some of them are positive, but that's how you lure your prey mm-hmm. is with positivity, and then you manipulate them into staying there.
All I can think about is the movie American Psycho.
Yes.
Guy had a good job, had a nice apartment, nice car, nice clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Just a psycho.
Yeah.
Just a psycho. Anyway.
Mm. Yeah, so the gun debate rages on.
Sure does. Sure does. It's not over yet.
Florida's taking steps to arm its teachers.
Yeah.
Great.
That'll be fun.
I mean, one of the things that Governor Scott said that, they are going to take steps to arm teachers, but he also said that they were going to raise the age to 21 to purchase a gun, which is, that's a step in the right direction.
Yes.
Buy them on the street, though.
Well, my whole thing is there's so many guns out there already.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want a gun, you can get a gun.
You can get one.
I think I said this last week. It's like, okay, look, I don't have a gun. I'm pissed. I'm going to do something drastic. I might be a little off kilter, and I know it. So probably I'm not going to be able to go into a gun store to get a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I bet my neighbor's got a gun.
Yeah, well, and you can
I bet
make
my
a
neighbor's
gun.
Got a gun. I can watch them for a couple of days and see what time they leave and what time they come back. I can just go right in their house and find a gun.
Exactly.
There's all kinds of videos on YouTube about how to make guns from crap you find at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, you had a story last week about how many guns were actually out there in the United States. Didn't you say that?
There were over 5 million AR-15s.
That's a lot.
In the United States.
That's a lot. If you, I think I don't even want to try to say what it is, but like how many out of like 1 in 10, 1 in 5 people own weapons, that kind of thing?
Well, that's what's hard to determine is because generally a person who owns a gun owns multiple guns.
Right.
So it's hard to figure the statistics of, 1 in 5 households has a firearm because one household has 35 firearms versus the house that has none.
Right.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah. And then, you take into account the number of people living in the household and there are too many or not enough. Either everybody needs one or not.
Right. Or not. Anyway.
And not isn't a possibility. So I guess everybody needs one.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, I've always said, I've never really felt like I need one. But if everybody's got one, I don't want to be the only one without one.
Right. Exactly. You don't want to be showing up to the gunfight with your baseball bat.
Yeah. I heard something on the radio today that's completely ridiculous. So if you think about somebody with a red porch light, what does that immediately make you think of?
Red light district?
Right. Red light district. Apparently, there is this new thing that if you have a red porch light, that means you are a gun-free home.
Oh, well, that's brilliant.
Why would you, why would you let anybody know that?
Right.
Rob me.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Well, what does your bright yellow one mean then?
That means...
Packing.
I'm telling the bugs to watch out.
All the guns.
Use caution.
It's a bug light.
It is caution.
Right. I don't know. I mean, some people are so crazy. The things that you hear that people are doing. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Well, people get so righteous about their way of thinking,
yeah,
that it's like, oh, well, I'm going to prove I'm a good Christian and put out my red light bulb
yeah,
because I wouldn't think of owning a firearm.
Yeah.
And Roxanne. Yeah, show the world how upstanding I am.
Because I'm just sure that crackhead Bob is going to stroll by my house and go, now, that's a nice family.
Yes. Look at that good family without a weapon.
I don't think Red really screams, I have no weapon. Right. Red is to usually me,
like
danger.
A warning.
Right. Yeah. This means, you know, you get to code Red when yeah, you've got over 10 guns in the house per person.
They should have chosen a different color.
Mm. Landmines in the yard.
Why would you advertise
right,
that?
Right.
I don't get it.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make... People don't make sense.
So much doesn't make sense.
People
anyway,
do not make sense.
All right, so do we want to take a break?
Yes.
We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll play Stump the Chump.
Yeah. We can.
All right. I mean, if you're up to it. If not, we don't have to.
No, we can.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Do we have a theme?
We do.
Okay.
It is the Oscars.
Excellent.
Like the fish?
Like the fish.
Oh, I got a good Oscar story that I'll tell you when we talk about that afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We have not gotten any calls.
No.
If you have forgotten the number, it's 727-498-0502. Or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to take, we're going to play our Oscar themed version of Stump the Chump. We'll be right back.
Do that. I heard Johnny singing on my city radio that I wouldn't do my schoolwork in no Jordan schoolyard game. Yeah. I'd sit there by the radio so I could hear him sing, hey, Porter, hey, Porter, would you tell me the time? Now I want to get on board, John. I want to ride your train. Tennessee too for all eternity, but sometimes in the dark at night his voice still calls to me. Hey Porter, hey Porter, was what I heard him say. my Sears and Robo radio. Pasadena KXLA.
Everybody, we are back, and that was Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the song.
Yeah,
that wasn't Johnny Cash. The name of the song was Johnny Cash, and that was sung by Ry Cooter.
Cute.
If I could ever change my name, Ry Cooter. That's his real name.
That is.
Is that one that that he was actually born with?
Yeah, that's his real name, Ry Cooter.
Well, real Dry names Cooter. Can be real names can be changed.
No, I think that's what he was born with.
Yeah, see how lucky you are, Ty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Lucky. Mm-hmm. Lucky boy.
Lucky duck.
Do I have anything I can throw in here real quick before we play this game? Let me see what I've got here.
Does he play bass?
I thought you were going to tell us an Oscar story.
Well, I was okay. So we're going to play Stump the Chump, and it's Oscar themed. Okay. I actually told this story earlier today. I don't know why it came up, but it did. But here's the thing. Way back when, I used to have a small office. Well, in that, where I sold car insurance, all right? In that office, I had a big fish tank. In the fish tank, I had two Oscars. And if you don't know what Oscars are, they are very big freshwater fish, and they can get pretty damn big. The two that I had, one was probably easily a pound and a half, and the other one was every bit of 3 pounds. I mean, these are good size fish. Ty, do you remember those Oscars?
I do.
Okay. So anyway, this one day, Ty and I go down to the exotic pet store to get some feeder fish. Feeder fish, if you don't know, are small goldfish, all right? That's what Oscars eat. So we get a bag of these feeder fish. There's probably 20 of them in there. We walk back to the office, and as we approach the door, there's this woman there with this little girl, and she's probably 4, maybe 5 years old, all right?
So about the same age as Ty.
Right, right. So we walk in. The little girl notices that I have this bag of goldfish, and she's like, hey, she's all excited, da-da-da-da-da. I'm talking to the mom. I'm not thinking anything about anything. All I'm thinking is I got to get these goldfish in the tank, right, with the Oscars. So I walk. The girl is now plastered to the tank because she's looking at the Oscars. She sees me take the bag of goldfish and dump them in the top of the tank. Well, the Oscars, it's feeding time.
Yes.
And if you've never seen Oscars eat, it's quite impressive.
It's a mini Jaws.
They are like vacuum cleaners. And they were swimming around. Quack, 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 quack. And at some points, they actually had like 3 and 4 goldfish tails hanging out of their mouths. Huh. Well, when the little girl saw this, she started screaming bloody murder. They're killing them. They're killing them. And I'm not paying. I'm trying to talk to the mom. And all of a sudden, this little girl starts screaming. I'm like, what in the hell's going on? And the mom is now pissed at me that I would expose her daughter to this carnage. I wasn't thinking anything of it. You know, I mean, Ty used to go to work with me back in the day. I mean, he saw me feed those fish like that.
And look at him.
Yeah, 100 times. Yeah. And now he's got green hair and plays in a death metal band.
Right.
He's fine.
Shirt on right now.
That little girl probably grew up to be a nun.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, that's my story. Sometimes you have all the best intentions. I was trying to feed my Oscars. And scared the crap out of this little girl.
Right. Scarred for life.
Yeah. Anyway. Let's see. Are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
Yeah, quick. Yeah. While Hannah's gone. Go. Okay. Go.
Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Yeah.
Hannah will ring hers when she sits her ass back in her chair. What's happening?
We have another puddle.
You're kidding. What is going on here?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
All right, here I come.
All right, here she comes.
I thought we were past that stage.
I thought we were too.
Something's going on.
All right,
ringing.
Are you ready?
Here I am.
All right, honey.
Who won the Oscar for Best Actor for playing Hannibal Lecter? Ty.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yes. One for Ty. This movie was made in 1994. It's based on a novel by Stephen King. It received 7 Oscar nominations and didn't win any. What movie am I talking about?
Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yes. 1-0.
So glad we took the $20 off
That's
the table.
That's two
for Ty.
Yeah.
The movie, Titanic, having earned 11 Oscars, including Best Picture, and grossing over $600 million in the U.S., is probably the most successful film ever. Which of the following Best Picture Oscar winners has earned the most money at the box office? Gone with the Wind, The Sound of Music, Silence of the Lambs, or Forrest Gump? Mark. Three, two.
Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Is it?
Forrest Gump.
See, I almost regretted giving that answer.
Mark is on the board. Ty has 2. Mark has 1.
I don't remember that being that big of a theater draw. I guess it was.
Oh, it was. It was. Which of the following movies won the Academy Award for Best Picture? Jaws in 1975. Taxi Driver, 1976. Star Wars, 1977. Or The Deer Hunter, 1978.
Deer Hunter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Step aside, green hair.
Mark has 2, Ty has 2. Which actor won 2 consecutive leading actor Oscars in the 90s? One of your favorites.
Hey!
Don't start.
Tom Hanks?
Yes. All right, Hannah's on the board. Mark has 2. Ty has 2. Hannah has 1.
What is going on?
Of these 4 box office blockbusters, which one won the most Oscars? E.T., The Matrix, Jurassic Park, or Star Wars? Hannah?
E.T.
No.
No?
Ty?
Jurassic Park.
No.
Really?
I don't think Star... All right, Star Wars.
It is Star Wars.
But not for the actors. I think it was just for the effects and stuff, right?
Right.
Right.
So Mark has 3, Ty has 2, Hannah has 1.
I'm about to win this thing.
Uh-huh. Alfred Hitchcock was nominated 5 times for Best Director. How many times did he win? Mark.
None.
Correct.
Oh!
Alfred Hitchcock never won an Oscar for Best Director.
What about, is that, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's 4 for you.
Yeah. Now, look at, Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Hasn't she been nominated, 22 times or something like that? I think she's also won 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be nominated that many times, that's pretty impressive. Do you guys know any of the movies that are going to be up for awards this weekend?
They're all hipster movies.
No, they're not.
Well, I think probably the biggest one that I've heard about that's probably going to do pretty well is that 3 Billboards.
Yes.
That's probably going to do pretty well. That's Frances McDormand. I like her.
Hold on. I have a list somewhere.
What's the one that Allison Janney plays in? Is that
Lady Bird?
Lady Bird, right.
The Best Picture nominations are Call Me By Your Name.
Right.
Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, which I heard was a fabulous movie. Yes.
That's the one by Peele.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that.
You do?
You do? Yeah. Oh, my God. We need to watch it.
So you've seen it?
Yeah.
Well, what do you, I mean, I don't understand.
You didn't ask me.
Well, how the hell will we know? Me. I mean, am I supposed to go in and go, hey, by the way, do you have Lady Bird?
You've gone in there several times.
I don't go in your room. When do I get, you got that ferocious cat in there.
Oh, yes.
I don't go in your room.
You've been to the library several times.
I have not.
I haven't been in a while.
No.
Not since Get Out was in there. Continuing on, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That's, I want to see that one, and I want to see Lady Bird, and I want to see The Post.
Yeah, The Post looked good.
Supposedly, it's real commercial, though.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard today.
Mm.
Strictly from commercial.
Well, Lady Bird and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, both release on March 6th.
That name is too long.
For Netflix. Yeah. And they're both in the queue. So.
Well, you've got Frances McDormand, who I really like, and then Allison Janney, who I also really like.
I like Allison Janney.
I like both of them. Allison Janney was the mom in Juno.
I
like that one point where Juno says to her, "Use a dick." Remember that? Remember that part? Did I just make that up? You guys, did you watch the movie?
You may have made that up.
When she was talking to the nurse, she was getting the ultrasound, and then the ultrasound nurse was trying to give her a bunch of crap, and then Allison Janney stepped in and gave the nurse a bunch of crap, and then Juno said, "Use a dick." Never mind.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
What?
Well, y'all have to watch that again.
Juno is also a great movie.
Allison Janney was actually nominated for Best Supporting Actress for I, Tonya.
Oh.
That was supposed to be good, too.
Am I wrong? Is she not in? Is she in two movies?
I don't, she could be.
Maybe she's not in Lady Bird.
She's nominated for I, Tonya.
Oh, then maybe she's not in Lady Bird.
God damn it.
Well, it would help if we saw the movie. Right. Fake news.
You can always count on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show for fake news.
Yeah,
fake
right.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Lead, the one lead actor, Daniel Day-Lewis, for Phantom Thread.
Yeah.
He plays the same character in every movie.
Yeah, but
that's not acting.
There are people that consider him like the best actor ever.
I don't.
I think he's a great actor, but I think you're right. I mean, it's he's not the same actor like Harrison Ford is the same actor.
Or like Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks plays everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think it's a stretch.
Okay. Who is the best male actor of our time?
Tom Hanks.
I think so too. I would say Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is very good.
Without a doubt.
You know, he's done everything.
Or Chris Pratt.
No. No, I mean, when you think of Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
When you go from Philadelphia
to
Gump.
To
Big.
Stowaway.
Big.
To Castaway.
Castaway.
Is that what you meant?
What was that movie that I never saw? That's the one where he was like a 1940s G-Man or something like that or something like that.
Wasn't that the weird one? Something Island?
I think that's Green Mile.
Well, Green Mile
another great movie. That.
No, The Island... The Island was Leo DiCaprio.
No, it's not. It's something Island. Shutter Island.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shutter Island, I think.
No, that's Leo DiCaprio. That's
Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, it was? Right. Okay.
Leo.
Which is also a great movie.
Right.
He's probably going to take over.
He's a great actor.
He is. He's really good.
He is very good.
I can't think of a movie that I've ever seen him in that I was like, kid sucks.
Yeah,
just a pretty face.
Right.
No.
He's good.
No, he's very really good. He's very good as well.
As well.
As
well. I tell you who else I like as a female actor is, what's her name?
Killing it. No, she is killer.
No. Stop it. Stop it.
Love her.
What was the one in all the Jayhawk movies? Or the
J-Law.
What?
Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law.
The Jayhawk movies.
The Mockingbird.
Mockingjay.
Mockingjay.
I knew it was something.
We read the books. Saw it in the theater.
Yeah, not like you guys, you know, paid any attention to the film.
I got a lot going on over here, okay?
Okay.
I also have to say Peter Dinklage.
I think he's a great actor.
He's great.
He is a great actor. He is a surprisingly good actor.
He freaks me out.
I know he freaks you out.
That's
but
your problem.
Didn't he start out on Jackass?
No.
That was That's kind of a racist comment.
Yeah. Why?
You're trying to say they all look alike.
I honestly thought that was him.
No, he was on Death at a Funeral.
Oh, I loved him in Death at a Funeral.
Yeah.
Freaking Wee Man is now Tyrion Lannister.
I'm gonna change it up a bit.
He went from being a human bowling ball to being Tyrion Lannister.
Well, that's what I thought. I was giving him props. I thought, whatever.
Hannah Claire, you've not ever seen Game of Thrones.
No, I don't.
How is that possible?
I'm out.
What's wrong with you?
I don't like him.
She's on
what
the...
What do you mean you don't like him? Just, you're not going to watch it because of him?
No. That's not it.
Here's what it is. They came out... They came out with the new definition for millennials.
Okay.
And any child born between 1981 and 1996 is a millennial, officially. So they're both millennials.
You got me wrong, buddy.
But Hannah is at the lower end.
So I'm like super millennial.
No, you're not into like the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't care.
You're on the tapering end of the millennials. I mean, when you think about it, the high end of a millennial is 37 years old.
That's too old to be that wimpy.
Yeah, right.
Well,
right.
I mean, think about it. Dave is 36.
Is he really?
He is.
Is he really?
Yeah. Wow. Hmm. Yeah, see, kids aren't aging at all anymore. You know.
Hey, so, you know, we...
30 is the new 16.
Play some video games. It's good for you.
Apparently.
One of the things that I want to do here on the show...
Maybe that's what we should do for Grandpa Ron. Get him some video games instead of a facelift.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll help him age backwards.
Yeah, he'll his face won't change at all, but he'll get a big ass.
Yeah. Oh, he would like that too, you know, right. A little more tushy.
A little more cushion for the pushing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Hey, so I heard about this new zip line.
Oh.
And there's, I mean, have you ever zip lined?
No.
Have you ever done it?
Sounds cool as
I mean,
shit.
Not professionally, no.
Okay, well, it's pretty cool.
Playground zip lining?
Yeah, I've never done a zip line where I had to actually put a harness on. But
I should have put a harness on.
But I did hang from the bottom of a helicopter in the Marine Corps, which they call spy rigging. And
did include a harness.
It did include a harness, and we did fly at 500 feet over Oahu, which was... stunning.
Whoa.
Okay. But now you can zip line across the Grand Canyon.
No.
No.
No, I can't.
No.
No, you can't.
Hannah Claire.
I might try it.
Hannah Claire, how high do you think that is?
Really high.
Really
can you
high.
Guess?
As high as you?
As high as me. No, I don't know. I can't.
3,500 feet.
See? I would have guessed something.
No. I'm sorry. 3,500 feet is what it is across.
Jeez.
That's a long way.
It's 1,000 feet.
What do you do if you get stuck in the middle?
Yeah.
You're boned.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You're like, scooch.
It's 1,000 feet above the floor of the canyon.
Yes.
So 1,000 feet is like
10 stories.
Really high.
Yeah.
No, no. 10 times, no. 10 times, no.
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 It's like 100 stories. It's like 100 stories tall.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You seen the beginning of, what is that, Cliffhanger? Yeah.
How fast do you think you go from side to side?
Too fast.
25 miles an hour.
Mm.
45.
More than.
45?
50 miles an hour.
That's really fast.
That's really fast.
That's really fast.
Yeah.
That's too much.
That's really fast.
You know what I'm
wondering? I don't like going 50 miles an hour in the car.
What if you hit a bird?
Those have brakes on them. Now, here's the thing. How do you...
I'd be afraid to use it in case I got stuck.
Okay, so if it's 3,500 feet wide and you're going 50 miles an hour, how long does that take? Who can do that math?
Who can do that math? Keep talking. It is radio. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Now, no, that's all the way out at the Grand Canyon. Yeah. Now, apparently, there's a company here that wants to put one in Largo.
What are they going to put it on in Largo?
Well, there's a place. There's a Highland.
Wherever it's going to look great.
No. Hold on. There's a place here that's sort of like a preserve area where they're thinking about doing it, and it's called the company that wants to set this thing up is called Tree-Umph. Tree-Umph.
It's a great name.
Mm-hmm. Well, they put a proposal out to Largo commissioners back in 2016, and it's been sort of on hold. Nobody has rejected the proposal, but they're looking at doing some sort of a big thing here in Largo. So that would be kind of cool. And here's a little picture of what you can do. They have one down in Bradenton or something like that. And, it's not necessarily just a zip line, but it's like you're walking across the treetops on like logs that are suspended by ropes.
Oh, well, that's cool. I'm super down for that.
So I think if they ever do it here,
this sounds like a white people idea.
We need to take a show vacation, a show field trip.
Showcation.
And do that. Yeah, I mean, you didn't have any problem when we went and did the fast go-karts. So I think this would be
those are on the ground.
Yeah, but
I got
this
to put people
cool
to the wall.
Too. Yeah.
Certain people to the wall.
Right. Anyway, how much time do we have?
We don't have much time, actually. We've got to be off the air in 4 minutes, so we need to start wrapping up.
Right. Holy crap.
I just did a little bit of math, and the 3,500 feet is 0.66 miles. So it's... Not quite. It's just over a half a mile.
Wow.
So, I don't know the whole miles per hour thing. And
Hey, I have this quick little story about avocados. How much in pounds do you think the average American eats in avocados a year?
A lot.
Yeah, probably a lot.
Me, I would say 600 pounds.
Well, see, you're a whole different animal. because I was going to say that the average American eats 7 pounds in avocados a year.
Oh, I
think you do that in a week.
I might.
I mean, every weekend you show up with a bag full of at least 5 avocados.
Yes.
Or guac or something.
Yeah,
that you turn into guacamole. But
I'm always eating avocados.
I wonder if there's anything that can happen to you physically if you eat too much avocado.
I don't know.
Start turning green or something.
Too much guac.
Too much, we'll see. I'll be the test pilot. Guinea pig.
I thought that was interesting. The average American eats 7 pounds of
that's really not that much.
A year. Seems like a lot. Well, not for you, because you plow through them like nobody's business. So here at the end of the show, I think I will give you the quotes that I got out of the Week magazine as I'm being serenaded by Tilly, who wants out of the studio. The first one says, never offend an enemy in a small way.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
That's it. And that was by Gore Vidal. The next one says, a people that values its privileges above its principles soon loses both. That came from Dwight D. Eisenhower. The last one says, normality is a paved road. It's comfortable to walk, but no flowers grow on it. And that came from Vincent Van Gogh.
That explains a lot.
So those are my quotes. How much time we have?
None. We need to wrap up.
Say your thing.
All right, everybody.
Say your thing.
Okay. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Nope.
Okay. Steph?
Yes, I'm glad today is over.
Yeah, I bet you are. Jack?
Nope, it's all been said.
Ty?
Grandpa Ron, don't get a facelift.
Yeah, please don't.
Right.
Keep your face.
Keep your face the way it is.
We like your face.
Uh-huh. All right, everybody. I don't have anything more to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Balls right. to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are about to sign off, but let me say this. Let's go live to Whiskey Joe's in Tampa on the Courtney Campbell Causeway for Music on the Bay and rejoin coverage from Radio A1A in Key West.
Woohoo!
Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
I've been warped by the rain, driven by the snow. I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know? And I'm still willing. And I was out on the road late at night. I seen my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice, Dallas, Alice. And I've been from Tucson to Tucum, Cary.
That's it.